Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. And we are one nation under God. Please don't forget that. Tis the season to say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. You can say season's greetings, Happy New Year, and all those other things, but we are celebrating Christmas. Please do not be afraid to say Merry Christmas, regardless of what some may want to stop you from doing. So there's that, and we're going to have a very interesting show tonight, but before we go there, I usually do the pledge or the American Creed, but I'm going to do something just a little different tonight, and I'm sure some of you know it. It says, I do not choose to be common. And when I read this, you'll see why I'm reading it. And here we go. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for a dole. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for benefits, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cover before any master, nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid. Think of that one, the American way. To think and act for myself, enjoy the benefit of my creations, and to face the world boldly and say, this I have done. All of this is what it means to be an American. We're uncommon. I do not choose to be common. We are uncommon. We want to go out there and seek. We do not want welfare. We do not want security of government. We do not want to be part of the common collected. That is not what it means to be an American. So please think about this. Go read it a few more times. Don't mess it up when you read it like I did. But it really is, all this is what it means to be an American. Refuse to barter incentive for a dole. Now, when you think of those people that are in Washington, D.C., and in your local and state governments, do you think they choose to be common or uncommon? I think they're part of common, such as Common Core. So we, the people, the Americans, have to take back the country. So please think about that. Now, tonight we're going to talk about something that you don't hear a lot of talk about on the outside, which you should, and I'm going to do what I can for the 2022 election to put this issue out there and invite others to participate in this. We're going to talk in the truth about solar farms and electric cars and the environment. What does it really mean? I mean, are these all they're cracked up to be? And Karen Schoen's going to join me in just a couple of minutes. She's going to really focus, tell you what she's found out about solar farms and a little bit of a humor along the way with it. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about lithium batteries. Primarily, the lithium batteries are all over the place, but the electric cars are the biggie on this one. And people need to know what it really means, because these politicians aren't going to tell you the truth. And because it's not about saving the environment to begin with, please do not think that these politicians care about global warming. Kerry does not care about global warming or climate change or any of that stuff. He wants a socialist communist society. And remember, communism. We are on the road to communism. Please remember that's where we are right now. And that crazy, insane bill, that back to build better, back whatever that stupid thing is, it's build communism, the road to communism. That's what it should be called. It's not build better or back better or whatever the stupid thing is they try to say. It's build communism, the road to communism. That's what it is. Government takeover of child care, all these insane things. So please, please pay attention to what that really is and make sure you contact your various elected representatives and senators. And if you vote for this, you are a communist. if you vote for this, you support and promote communism, which is totally anti your oath of office, anti-constitution, anti-American. These people need to be accounted for when they violate their oath of office and when they do things totally un-American to undermine and destroy this country. It's really time we start talking about what they're really, really doing. The other thing, just as a very quick update, is COVID. I'm thinking that people are really beginning to realize that Fauci is not, well, many of us realized what he was early on, but Fauci is a narcissist. He cares more about his own self-fame and whatever else, and there's nothing you can believe. This new variant, coronaviruses are known to change. The influenza changes. They talked about having to modify the flu shot because it changes. There's nothing new here. And now this new variant that they're saying out there, some are saying it's basically the same as a common cold. Well, is it a common cold, or is it really this deadly virus that they're trying to scare everybody into? We're going to talk a lot more. We're going to have in the next couple of shows, we'll definitely get more into the COVID stuff that's going on, what's really happening. But please don't fall for the fear-mongering. Please don't. I mean, if you want to get a booster shot, go ahead. But you really better think twice about what you're getting. Why are they doing this? Because it's not about science, and it's not about health care. So why would you do it? The science is bogus, and the health care is bogus. And, again, we'll take a deep dive into that on the next show, talking a lot about what's happening. And I'll try to get the song that Steve Dace put out there where he calls out Fauci and his farce on this too, his Christmas song. Quite funny, so I'll have to share that with everybody. I'll get that out there. And let's see, what was the other? Just a quick reminder, tomorrow is Pearl Harbor Day. And when you think tomorrow, we were attacked, Pearl Harbor. We were attacked, we fought back, we defended our country, we survived. We lived to tell to live another day and to tell people that what freedom really is. And while we're not facing Pearl Harbor in that sense, we are facing a battle. And people need to understand we're going to stand up. We're not going to go for their nonsense. And we are going to push back on their insanity so that we are going to remain a free country. Even though, I mean, right now, we're not the independent free society we're supposed to be today, but we haven't been fully taken over by communism like they're trying to do. That's the COVID was like the massive kickoff to the true communist takeover. When you think of COVID, think of communist takeover. Because to me, that's really what it was. And who did it start with? Well, you got your friend Fauci, who helps fund the communist Chinese party thing. So go ahead and think of what that means. But COVID equals communism. Kind of put those two words together and why they keep promoting this insanity, not in addition to making the pharmaceuticals rich. And let's see, we have the, an NBA player out there. He is an immigrant. I don't even know his whole name. I just remember that he made, as he became an American, he made his last name Freedom, as I understand it. I've only actually seen him one time, and I was listening to him, and it's like, wow, this is what natural-born Americans don't seem to have a clue about, or way too many don't have a clue about. They don't seem to understand that the there really is value in being an American, being freedom, freedom over communism. But this is an individual. So he doesn't care about Nike. He's not going to participate in that Chinese Olympic crap. He believes in freedom. And China has nothing to do with freedom. And China is for the American people, it's about greed, American corporations and greed. Pharmaceuticals who get all their drugs there. It's all about greed. This guy is about freedom. And he was so excited and happy to be an American. And at times I've often thought, and we've said it in the past, where it looks like it's going to be the immigrants, the legal immigrants, who go through the process, value being an American, and come over to be an American. And they understand what it means to lose those rights. They understand the difference of freedom and oppression. Where too many Americans don't, and they believe the craziness of the AOCs, and, of course, our good old friend Omar out there, I mean, she was saved by America, and she's over here trying to destroy it. It's all just, it's a communist plot, whatever you want to call it, it's communism. So we need to remember who really is in charge. It's we the people are in charge. If we're going to cave into fear-mongering like Fauci and company, if we're going to cave into all this insanity of climate change and the environment because most of it is BS, I mean, respect the environment, take care of it, don't trash it. That's what it's about. But don't believe all this insanity of what they're saying, too. And when we talk about the electric cars and the lithium batteries, I'm going to put out there, it's like, just put a few questions out there. Imagine taking a cross-country trip, if you can afford an $80,000 car to begin with, because that's what it's going to take you to get an electric car. If you're going to afford that, then, of course, the batteries and how much it's going to cost to recharge the batteries and how many hours you're going to spend sitting there recharging the batteries and then what the batteries truly do to the environment. It's insane. And my New Year's resolution, for whatever, you know, this one, I think you can really count on this one. This New Year's resolution is going to have a lot to do with the getting rid of electric cars. They're out there pushing electric cars, not for the environment, but for control. If you want the freedom to travel about at will for the least amount of money and for the best protection of the environment, you will use the gas cars. You will not use the combustible engines. You will not use electric cars. Electric cars will maybe get you to the grocery store and back, but that's about it. They're not going to get you across country. Not unless you want to be parked in the charging recharging station, you know, for two-thirds of your trip. And think about it. I haven't done the math to come up with that number, but I guarantee you it's going to take you a lot longer to recharge those batteries than it is to fill up the tank of gas. So we'll talk a little bit about that later. But with that being said, I see Karen is out there. I see a couple of people wanting to chime in, but I'm going to get Karen shown on here first, and we're going to get into the topic of solar farms and what they really do to the environment and to our food source. You know, it's solar farms, that all sounds so good, and solar energy by itself can really be a wonderful thing, the pros and cons, but what happens when you go and destroy all the land for solar farms? And so, Karen, welcome to the show, and what are you thinking? What is on your mind today in addition to, of course, the solar farms?
Well, first of all, Valerie, thank you so much for inviting me. It is always a wonderful pleasure to talk to you. This really all started me thinking about this when I began to put the pieces of the puzzle together, because one of the things that I always say is everything is connected. Nothing has happens with there are no consequences. Everything has a plan, and all plans are designed to fail. So we know that of the left. We also know of the left that one of their goals is depopulation. They tell us that all the time. And another of their goals is to control the energy. So I'm driving down, oh, wait a minute, and then they're telling us that there's too many people on the planet. If you listen to Bill Gates, he'd like to put a vaccine, a serum in the vaccine that would prohibit pregnancy. And then according to John Holdren, he'd like to give anybody that wants to get pregnant a license. So you got to go back and think what's really behind all of this. Anyway, I'm driving down I-10, and I start looking at the beautiful fields that were farmland, once filled with corn or peanuts or cotton or a numerous whatever. And instead of seeing that, I see solar panels, thousands of solar panels. So I started putting the pieces together. What have they done? And then, of course, I wrote an article, which I would like to share, because my question was, what do solar panels taste like? is that where are we supposed to get our food from if they're taking away the farmland? And why would a farmer be so foolish as to stop producing food and instead turn it over to solar panels? So, again, what do solar panels taste like? Where are we supposed to get our food? And look at the prices of the food now. So all of this is really designed to shrink the food source as multiple corporations, many overseas, foreign money, was funneled into Florida by our wonderful Governor Scott, and they sold off land to foreign entities. And now these big conglomerates are coming in and they're going to put in these solar panels. So I'm thinking as I'm looking at them, as I'm driving by, and I'm thinking, okay, so they're going to have these solar farms and they're outlawing gas cars and they're going to use lithium batteries. How is that going to work and what is that going to do to the environment? Because one thing we know about solar panels, especially in Florida, is that after about 20, 30 years, they will start deteriorating. Also, people don't understand that in Florida, Florida is only sunny. It is the Sunshine State, but it's only really sunny about 80% of the time. The rest of the time, it's cloudy. What happens when it's cloudy? You are not generating electricity. So there is no such thing in Florida as 100%. Now, when these panels deteriorate, what do we do with them? Well, we dump them on the landfill. Well, wait a minute. That's my town. You're going to dump these thousands of panels that you can't do anything with unless maybe bury them. But then they would disintegrate in the soil and ruin the water. So there isn't very much that you can do with these panels. Then think about this one. Where are these panels made? Ding, 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 ding. If you said China, the Communist People's Republic of China, why are we giving a huge contract to buy these solar panels from China? And then you go back to, because China really has a much bigger footprint, which is why I say everything is connected. China has a much bigger footprint than people understand. They're in everything. Their influence is in everything that we do. And that is a very scary thing when you think about what's going on, who the DOJ is going after. And now the new one, I don't know, this one I just heard as the show was beginning. They want to give polygraphs to all workers who work for the federal government and question them about January 6th and November 3rd. And if they don't have the right answers, they won't have a job in any federal government position. And then they'll go after the kids. So this is a very, very, very nasty, sinister plot that's going on right under our noses, because most of the people are in cahoots with this. And I heard something very interesting that fit with what you were saying, Sally, before, that if we don't ask the right vetting questions to our candidates, we're going to be in big trouble. And one of the first vetting questions should be, Do you believe the election was stolen? Do you believe that January 6th was an insurrection? And if they're Republican and they can't say yes, yes, you have to say next, next.
Exactly.
Exactly.
On the solar stuff, I was on this one site, and I got the link on the page so people can go to it to take a look. The pros of solar farm and the cons of solar farm. And, you know, this has to be a subject for these candidates because
yes,
what they're doing here is destroying, giving lots of money to China, giving more control to China, selling off our homeland to China and others, and then they go and do this stuff. But the here's when it says the pros of solar farms: use renewable energy source, low maintenance, zero emissions, evolving technology, one-time investment.
Could I add one thing in there?
Sure.
Oh, okay. You know, I misunderstood what you said. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then I'm going to go down the cons. The decreased reliance on fossil fuels, long-term returns, quiet, simple, and safe, which we just talked about, that's not true, boost to local economies and create jobs. Now, that's what they're saying is the pro. So anything you want to say on that one, then we'll go to the cons.
Okay. How once they're done, how are they creating jobs? That's number one. Number two, where are they going to be disposed of because they're toxic? And number three, who is going to be able to, A, afford these cars, if there are any cars to have, because every component of a car is made from fossil fuel. So I don't get, you know, how they're going to have all these millions of cars. And I would also like to know who is going to stand in their local Love's gas station or mobile gas station for 4 hours while you charge your car so that you can drive the next 400 miles. So I guess visiting long distances is out, which is exactly what they want. They don't want us mobile. If we are mobile, we talk to each other, and they don't want us to talk to each other. So they have to control our mobility. So I also ask them, where does electricity come from? From the wall socket. No, not from the wall socket. And the energy, the fossil fuel that is used to create the energy that goes into the battery or whatever it is that you are producing, is already used. So who is fooling who? And they are fooling us because this is one of the things that our kids and our parents and our parents' parents don't know.
And that is so much, and I mean, the overlapping between the issue with the solar stuff and the solar farms and the lithium batteries, the electric cars, it all runs together. So much of it is actually overlaps. But I'm gonna go down this list of the cons on the solar farms, which some of them you mentioned. A threat to the local environment. You just took away all that land. What truly happens to land when you fry it with nothing but those panels out there? And, of course, all the
right,
other things you talked about with the disposal.
Think about what happens to the nutrients, what happens, and also as these panels disintegrate and it rains, where do you think the residue goes?
And all the other life, wildlife that is in that area, too. People, you know, these people who claim to care so much about the environment and wildlife, but they're the ones doing all the destruction to it. A threat to the local environment, expensive, solar waste at end of life, you mentioned that one, seasonal output and sun dependence, kind of hard to do this when you have 24-hour darkness, expensive energy storage, takes a lot of space, thousands and thousands of acres. Solar technology is still inefficient, uncontrollable, low capacity factor. So when they go and act like this is the new world, hey, if you want to keep developing in some small area and you want to do what you want to do while you clean up the process, that's fine. But don't make it the grand solution.
Oh, Sally,
go ahead.
You just sparked a whole new train of thought. I have a great idea. Everybody that's listening, go to your local county commissioner meeting, and when they start talking about the value of this stuff, get up and tell them that for the next 2 months they will not have air conditioning. They will have air conditioning 80% of the time. You want to test how they like it before you would accept it.
And what is it really all about? Control.
I would say it is about control, power and control. What they have to have, they are on a quest to have whatever we own. And they don't care what they're going to do in order to get there. So it
well,
is not that I do not believe in solar. I think it's a great idea for a single light on a highway, for, you know, something like that. But to force people and to lie to farmers and to lie to everybody just so that they can get rich, because we have to look at follow the money who owns the companies. And maybe our
Well, let me ask you this. I got a question for you. It's kind of a silly question, but I'll put it out there anyway. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to cut down on her energy use and get rid of that big old freezer of ice cream and do without air conditioning?
I highly doubt that. And that was why I was thinking that one of these plane loads of people should be directed back to San Francisco and bus to Nancy's house, because she's welcoming. That's what
exactly.
Right? That's what
exactly.
She says. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I will be right back. I just realized it's pouring and I left something in the rain. I'll be right back.
Okay. And while Karen is taking care of that, we will get started on the electric car, which she started on. Actually, she already started on it. Understanding, when it comes to fossil fuels, how many things are made and impacted by this? So when you go and say you're going to stop fossil fuel stuff, forget all those plastic containers you have and all these other, there's so many things. And how much plastic is used in building a car these days and all this other stuff. So it's so insane that they would eat, they talk about trying to end fossil fuels, and they really aren't talking the science. I mean, at some point I'm going to dig a little bit more into the fossil fuels themselves, how they are formed in the planet, and then you talk about volcanoes and all these other things that happen naturally on this planet, and understand where they're misleading people, okay? Because it's just not it's garbage. It's all about control. And when we get to these electric cars, it is really about control. Nothing could be further from the truth that somehow electric cars are clean energy. I mean, you first start off with all the, I really don't believe the average American is this ignorant or stupid or whatever to go out there and believe that that energy really does. You just plug a little thing into the wall and that's where the energy comes out of the wall. I do think most people understand it's either from a coal plant or a nuclear power plant or a solar farm. The energy, the electricity for that car is coming from something, okay? It's not magic. It's not, you do, and if you're creating some type of energy like that, there's going to be some side effects from it. There's going to be what is created from it, whether it be good waste or bad waste, whatever, there will be something produced from it. That's just a fact. It's kind of like, do you want to have indoor plumbing or do you want to have an outhouse? The fact of the matter is, humans have to go someplace. It's part of nature. Now, if you want humans off the planet, and that's what your intention is, well, then there's whatever goal you're going to do. But the fact we have humans here, humans will, just like animals, just like the wildlife out there, will produce waste. That's all there is to it. It's part of the natural cycle. The question is, how do you manage it? How do you manage the various fossil fuels, natural environment, the parts of the natural environment? Humans didn't create the fossil fuels, oil in the ground. They didn't create that. They've taken it and used it. They've modified it to serve a purpose. Do you like air conditioning? And if you would prefer to not live, just think about all, if we take away all these luxuries we have today, all in the name of the environment, how will you live? And is the whole point to depopulate, sort of what Karen was saying, to have depopulate the planet? Do you really think the dinosaurs are going to come back and take care of the land better? Do you really think you can overpopulate with any kind of animal? And just so you know, I think it's John out there. John, I do see you out there, so hold on. We will definitely get to you. But I'm going to wait till Karen's back as well so that you can talk with her as well.
Hello.
Okay, sounds like Karen is back.
Yes, yes.
Are you there, Karen?
It is one of our torrential rainstorms, which we appreciate.
Oh, the one that's going to be heading towards me very shortly, huh?
I would say
okay.
So, yes. But it is very wonderful to live in the country, and a big contrast. And, folks, I don't know what your plans are, but I would really suggest if you are in a city, find another place to be, because it's not going to be fun living on the 10th floor when the elevator doesn't work.
That's
right. Think about all of those blackouts. Oh, many of you never even experienced them. When we had blackouts in New York and people got freaked out after 20 minutes. Can you imagine rolling blackouts? We have the same thing to look forward to. That's
but solar panels on top of the roof is going to solve all the problems, right?
Right, exactly. On those cloudy days when we have a hurricane. Yes, yes, I can hardly wait. I would like to my friends this cute story. She asked her county commissioner after he told her he was wanted to build a sustainable, smart city, and she said, "Oh, good. Could I have your car keys?" And he said, "Well, why?" And he said, "Well, the county pays for your lease, and since you want to be sustainable, we'll give you a bicycle."
Gosh, what was the reaction to that?
What? And she said, "Well, that's what you're asking us to do, so why would you not do the same thing?" And then she said, "And you never read the bill that you want to pass." And I think that should be a law. I think that our representatives and senators, anybody who votes on anything, should have to read it before they vote. That would be my bill.
And speak to it. Actually, justify why they say yay or nay.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they read it, they are also to compare it to the Constitution and ask the question, is it viable under the Constitution? Does it help America? Does it help Americans? And if the answer to any of that is no, then why would you pass the bill?
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing talking about that, I can't remember the exact name of it. Maybe you remember, Karen. A bill that they put up almost once in every congressional cycle where it's out there to pass a bill that says every new bill, every legislation has to go through a constitutional review to see if it's valid. And, you'll have a group of people who approve it all every time, but they will never pass such a bill that says, yes, we have to make sure the bills we create, we have to validate and make sure they're constitutional. What a concept. But they put it out there all the time. I think it's been put out the last 20 congressional thing or whatever. It's been a long time where they put this out there.
That's a great vetting question, Sally. Would you support this bill? That's a very good vetting question, because it is about time that we have representatives that actually represent us. And folks, don't elevate these people. That's another thing. I always call them by whatever they call me. They call me Mrs. Sean. I call them Mr. Peacock. They call me Karen. I call them Jim. It doesn't matter. Whatever respect I have from them, I give back to them. I'm not going to call them senator or congressman or commissioner. I'm not giving them a title. We don't have titles in America. We're all equal. So stop doing that. put them on the same plane
as you. Stop saying honorable.
Just the same as you. Only hopefully you have more brains and more morals, because that's the key to winning.
Yeah, we were just talking a little bit about getting into the thing with the electric cars. And some of this, and it ties, we really have to, both of these things, the solar and the cars, the electric cars, we have got to shove this back in the face of these elected so-called senators and representatives of what they're supposed to do, because what they're saying, what they're selling is totally bogus, and we have to shut down their end to the fossil fuels and the combustible engines, the ones that let us drive across the countryside at will, at a less expensive price. Now, a couple of things here, and when it comes to lithium batteries, which lithium batteries are all over the place. They're in your cell phones and all this other stuff, and there's all these different reasons why they do them, you know, why they make them, because they store a lot of energy for a long time and all this other stuff. And the same is true with the ones for the cars. And there's a picture on the show page where it shows a lithium mine kind of thing. And right now, and it was just came through this morning, I just got it. Let's see if I can find it quickly, which is usually never the case. But the they're literally, it appears that China, well, China's going to be the one doing all the mining. China's the one creating these batteries as well. Once again, we're dependent on China. But they're using miners to mine the stuff. So they're using children, slavery. Anybody think there isn't slavery going? I mean, China is slavery.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're so right. And it is very, very scary. And what China did, I believe they bought a mine. I don't remember. I think it might have been in Rhodesia, somewhere in Africa. And they made slaves out of the people that lived there. And they're mining under modern-day slavery. Oh, they're getting paid, yes, $2 a day or $2 a month, something like that. This is modern-day slavery, and these people have the audacity to pick on America and say, I don't understand. Well, I guess I do understand, but maybe we have to make a different approach. Ask the people who are asking those questions, Mika and Joe. Them, are you enjoying your white privilege? Cut them down to size. These are idiots telling us that they're better than us. Excuse me? The only thing that they did that was better than us is they sided with the winning team at the moment.
And the other, when it comes to this car stuff, it's, again, it comes down to control. By doing this, they limit your movement because
it will
be severely different. Before I say that, one other thing I want to make sure I get in here, and I put the link out there on the show page as well. It's actually, which is kind of funny, the National Institute of Health. Have you heard of them lately? National Institute of Health. Then, of course, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease piece that's more like, I mean, Fauci kind of controls both, but he gets labeled with the one. But they are out there warning when it comes to the lithium batteries how deadly and how toxic they are. So it's like, but how toxic it is to make the things, and then when you go and have to expend them, take them to the dumpster, there's no proper disposal of these things, and how many people are going to be killed by, you know, the cancer and the other health, the human health impact, and what it's doing to the environment. So this is why I'm telling you, everybody, please do not fall for this craziness that electric cars are good for the environment. And also think twice, because they're not good for your health either. I mean, it's not that difficult. Go look and see what it takes to make lithium batteries. Look and see how they what they do dispose of them. And let's see, I'm going to, if I can do this real quick.
And then look and see if they are a publicly traded company or who is their investors. And most of the time, you will find that they get big subsidies from us, we the people, And people like Nancy Pelosi's husband will invest in these corporations because they know that these are the ones that are going to make money. Now, why would you think they would be doing that? I thought about that for a long time. Other than, obviously, make money. But the
and, of course,
huge theft. And illegal.
Well, and Nancy
well.
Pelosi's nothing but insider trading. I mean, she's over here in the house, and her husband's out there wheeling and dealing.
Yep.
Total. Okay, let's see. I want to read this a little bit. This comes off of the National Institute of Health. I'm not going to read the whole thing by any means, but just a little bit to say, the rechargeable lithium batteries have recently become dominant in consumer products, blah, blah, blah. However, the small size of these batteries, the high rate of disposal of consumer products in which they are used, and the lack of uniform regulatory policy on their disposal means that lithium batteries may contribute substantially to environmental pollution. Did you hear that? Environmental pollution and adverse human health impacts due to potentially toxic materials. In this research, we standardized leaching tests, life cycle impacts assessments, hazard assessment models to evaluate hazardous waste, classification resources, depletion potential, toxicity, I can say it, potential of lithium batteries used in cell phones. They further down they go into, you can look in the same kind of thing for the cars. This is what they're saying about the little batteries in cell phones. Now go and compound that to what the batteries are in an automobile. So, again, I'm pushing people out there. Don't want to drive you crazy with this, but 2022.
They won't even be able to make them. They won't even be able to make the casings of them because all of them are made of a plastic component and you need petroleum in order to create plastic. This whole thing is just so evil. Because it definitely, I'm listening to you, Sally, and you get to scratch your head for a while. It's just a horrible, awful thing to do just because they don't want us to be able to be mobile.
That's it. And I mean, stressing, you can't listen to what they're saying about the environment. This has nothing to do with protecting the environment. I'm all in favor of protecting it. Don't go and create waste for the sake of creating it, whatever else. You know, we should respect the environment because we do want to preserve it and keep it going. But when they talk about these electric cars and the solar farm stuff, and, of course, we won't even get into what happens to windmills in Texas, they're lying. It's not about that. It's about controlling your quality of life, manipulating the distribution of these types of services, making them so expensive you can't afford it, which – somebody said, in fact, I think, what's his name, our good old, the Secretary of Transportation, somebody said something about they couldn't afford the gas or something. It was gas was getting so expensive they couldn't afford it.
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, what did he say?
Oh, he said, the people that can't afford the gas should buy electric cars.
Now, have you ever heard anything so stupid?
No. These people, folks, that you are listening to, that are under the age of 50, have had the equivalent of a Common Core education. We are living the results of what has been done to our education system. There is nothing called free thought. They can't analyze anything because they just read what the script says.
There is no, what's that thing, critical thinking? How do you think out science? What is science? The science is supposed to be critical thinking. Does anybody think Fauci knows anything about that?
I love it when they say the science is settled. Oh, really? So we have to go back to the time when we believed that the end of the galaxy was at Pluto? Is that the way it works?
Well, that's what they'd have you believe. insanity of it all.
That's what we have to go back to because the science was settled then. Only they discovered that the galaxy is part of multiple galaxies, part of the universe. that is so massive that you can't even imagine how far away it is. And they have discovered new planets and new things. So the science was not settled.
And it never will be settled. That's the whole nature
never,
of science. You keep asking critical questions. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
Well, somebody needs to teach Fauci what science is.
No, you
but
can't
anyway.
Teach him anything except what should be in the 10 by 10 cell. Which is, actually,
hey,
he's a mass murderer. He deserves death. He's a traitor.
Hey, I'm going to put one other thing out there real quick, and then I'm going to go to John. John, please, I hope you're still there. Yeah. We're going to get to you in just a second to see what you want to chime in on here. But this all, it's in our control to change these things. We have to change those people who are in control of the government and so-called representatives and senators who are supposed to be working on our behalf. So it truly is up to us to do this. So we have got to push this out there to them. Now, the other thing, I know, Karen, we've talked about this many times. I'm throwing it out there because I think a lot of people don't realize this is the case, and at least I wasn't aware of it until just recently, is when it comes down to those Republicans taking over in 2022, again, going back to vetting, you better make sure you know who you get in there. And if the very first thing, if those Republicans take over the House, and they go out there and they put McCarthy as the speaker instead of Donald Trump, it's over. McCarthy has been useless. He is useless. And all you got to do is look and see what's happened, what the Republicans have been doing, how many Republicans went ahead and voted for that crazy infrastructure thing and this other nonsense. So they're useless. But people need to understand Donald Trump could be the Speaker of the House. It don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House. So if those Republicans get in there and they do not make him Speaker of the House, just know that we're just going round in circles because the Republicans do nothing. We are truly, the Republicans are just a very little bit of a different flavor of the Democrats, unfortunately, way too many of them. So keep that in mind. And then the same in the Senate. They take over the Senate if by chance that happens. And they put Mitch McConnell in charge again, then it's over too. And I don't know who else they could put in as far as the president there. I'm not sure how that would all play out. But Rand Paul would be a good one, I think, to make the Senate president. But what's his name? I think it's actually a representative. I think Chip Roy, I think he's a representative from Texas. But anyway, there's definitely stronger people in that Senate who should be the Senate president if, in fact, the Republicans take over. If the Republicans put these deadbeats in there again, then just know your Republican Party is just as bad, is killing us, just like the Democrats. Do not go, don't get all excited because Republicans are in there, and then they do the same crap, and they don't undo this mess that Biden and company has created. Here we had Trump on a different path, and we were getting back to where we should have been, and we were also much more and control of the insanity of what's happening with China. And look, there's been a total reversal.
Also,
go ahead.
We were in control. We had the Democrats by the short hairs. All we had to do was not pass that stupid, ridiculous continuing resolution and infrastructure bills. McConnell gave the Democrats a win. If we had said no and McConnell held fast, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. And we'd be in a better place to be able to say, yeah, we'll pass that bill if you take this out, if you take that out, if you take that out, and you take that out. We'd be in a position of strength. McConnell gave it away and now put us in a position of weakness.
And I would like to consider
Tim Scott to be president.
Tim Scott, or, you know, Rand Paul. There's several others that would be.
Or Rand Paul.
Yep.
But not McConnell.
Some would say Mike Lee. So I have mixed emotions. Mike Lee,
I don't care for Mike Lee's immigration policy.
Yeah.
He is in bed with the Chamber of Commerce, and he believes that we should have extensive H-1B visas. I don't think
exactly. So Mike Lee is good in many ways, but he holds the ground on some of these other things, but he definitely has some weaknesses I don't particularly care for out there. Okay, let's go ahead and let John get in here and see if he's got something to say. We'll see if he's got any questions for us. If I can get his mic open. John, are you still there? You've been waiting for a while.
Yes, I'm here. I've enjoyed what y'all had to say. As you know me, Sally, you know I happen to be one of the people that invested in solar for my own house. And I wasn't delusional about it. I knew it would not, the amount I bought would not take away my electric bill. But it would replace a percentage of it due to the fact that whatever amount you produce goes back into the grid. It is measured. And you can get a zero electric bill in Florida. That's about as good as you're going to get. I've heard of these systems where you can buy so much. Solar panels that you now produce excess power, which the power company now reimburses you for.
Let me just kind of call something in here just to kind of level set on some of this. The solar panels, I'm assuming, are these solar panels are the ones that are on your house, which many people here in Florida, especially in Central Florida, the government was giving some kind of different tax breaks for a while. They may still be doing it to have people put solar panels on their house. So obviously you're not taken away from the environment like taking thousands and thousands of acres like a solar farm does. So that part isn't the harm. However, you would still have the issue of what happens with those panels when they come to end of life and how they get replaced or whatever else. So you would compare that to the other damage to the environment. Go ahead.
And also, please don't misunderstand anything that we're saying. We believe in every source of energy. That's what creates competition. So the fact that solar panels works on your house is great. It's your house. You should be able to put on whatever you want. You shouldn't be forced to do it. And what Sally and I object to is the fact that in order for most people to do this, the government subsidized them, which means I paid for their solar panel. You paid for somebody else's solar panels. That's not the way it should be. If you want solar panels, I think it's great. Buy them. Get them. Do whatever you have to do. But I don't want to pay for them. And that's what all of these government programs do. They force us, we the people, who don't have any use for it, into a situation where we are paying for somebody else. And usually we wind up paying for the people who can really afford it instead of the people who can't. And I object to that also. So they may be good for you, and I think that's wonderful, and I'm happy that you got them, and I'm happy that you should be able to use them for savings. It's just that they're not for everybody, and we, the people, shouldn't have to subsidize anybody's source of energy for anything. Period.
Well, the whole reason I got them was because it had a cost saving on it that was in the double digit return on my money.
Good.
And so
good.
There was really no other place I could put my money.
Good.
With that kind of certainty.
You made a wise
that I
choice.
Was gonna, yeah, that I was going to get a double-digit return, and it was very demonstrable.
Good. That's great.
And that's the whole reason I did it. It
Good.
Was going to save me money.
That's the idea.
But it's
not. But what do
you
think about the solar farms? Let's get into it.
Yeah,
we're
not talking
right.
about individual panels. We're talking about thousands of acres that once was farmland that produced food for all of us to
well,
eat,
that's...
which kept the cost down. We're not talking about individual solar panels that save you money on your house, which is a great thing. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about taking productive land, farmland, and using it, I think, in a destructive manner, my opinion.
I understand that, and there's a lot of hype from the purveyors of green energy that they can eventually replace fossil...
Replace what, the food?
Fossil fuel-powered power generators with green generators.
John,
well,
how do you think they make the solar panels? What is the solar panels made of?
Well, of course, you're right.
Fossil fuel. So how do you get rid of them?
Therein is where the fraud is. When the government stands up and says we can replace fossil energy generated power plants with green power plants.
They're lying.
That will never happen. And that's
yeah,
where
right.
they're trying to sell you something that can never happen.
Never exist. Exactly.
It's a fraud.
They do. That's what exactly
right.
what communists do, so we have to be smart and not buy into it.
Exactly. And, you know, again,
well,
the solar can be useful in many ways while they continue to refine it and make it more efficient and less waste and everything else. But not these giant solar farms. The giant solar farms are a problem by the way they are today. And equally, it's not the magic solution to the environment.
It's not
protecting. Now, we have another caller out there. So, John, I'm
going to
give you a couple more minutes. I'm going to get another caller to also chime in.
The thing to remember is it's not ever going to replace fossil fuel energy like they're saying it will.
Exactly.
Now if you
go
have
ahead.
Another caller that wants to say something, this would be a good time to let them have the floor. I have
okay.
more to say,
mm-hmm.
but I'll be willing to share.
Yep, just hold on and we will get back to you. We still have, right about a whole hour, so we got plenty of time to talk. And
that's
the other thing is the lithium batteries and how many of these things all are done to control the people? That is why they're doing this. It truly has nothing to do with saving the environment.
Well,
there's probably
the population.
Few people out there. There, I mean, I'm sure there's some people. You know, solar energy can definitely be a positive thing in the environment if done correctly. And there's plenty of people who genuinely are working in that direction, which I think we should. We should protect the environment. I'm not out there trying to destroy the environment. But you have to be realistic, and you have to understand, especially when it comes to these electric cars, they are so toxic. They are, the solar panels are toxic when you have all those to replace.
I just want to give
these,
you one word, a one-word state that's leading in the solar, in the green energy fraud the most. And that is California.
Of course. Absolutely.
And I will explain why But we can go ahead and get another caller.
Okay, caller 4427. Can we get your first name, please?
Yeah, my first name is Nathan in Orlando. You know what this
is?
Nathan, this is? Yes, what this is is a program to melt our minds into socialism. First, you get your electricity from plugging that car into a wall socket. You're going to get it from the oil that produces that, and so when we get away from oil, how are we going to charge our cars up? Now, here's something I keep hearing on this, the sales pitch on these solars. If you want to, you know, go solar on your roof, they always say it costs you very little, almost nothing up front. And there's a lot of stuff that they don't tell you, like they'll say your roof has to be restructured in order to hold these things. So there's always, which means, what are you going to do? Most people are going to refinance their house to get this stuff done. So that's part of the price not being up front. And the other one is, if the world was as big as my neighborhood, and they told me if I get solar panels, then I will have energy to sell to somebody else, okay, or get credit that I don't use. But guess what? After my whole entire neighborhood's got panels on their roof, they can't keep giving it to everybody free. So that's why they have to say up front. On the thing, I keep hearing fossil fuels, and that comes from people have an idea that oil comes from buried dinosaurs in the earth. Here's the deal. Wherever there is oil, just like wherever there is grass, you can kill the grass in your yard. Don't do nothing, and in the next few weeks, you'll see it coming back. Okay, wherever there is oil, there is oil there, and if you pump that oil dry, that well completely dry, come back later, and it's going to be filled back up. It produces oil there, and this is how the people in ancient times and even in America, and this is how we got the word Pennzoil from Pennsylvania. If you don't drill it, eventually it seeps up out of the ground and you got puddles of oil. And that's how back in the olden days before modern technology, they used to take tar and use it to make bricks so that Pharaoh could build his castle. So oil is a part of our life. Wherever it's at, and if we decide we're not going to drill it, guess what? It's going to come up. It's going to come up just like water does. But this is all just a big case of socializing America.
Yep. Not going to get any arguments from me on that. That's what the whole point is, and that's what we have to stress. This has nothing to do with the environment. Absolutely nothing. We would be much better off to be out there doing things to clean the way that we use coal and fossil fuels. You know, have ways to clean it to reduce pollution, but
they
don't
already
have
cleaned the coal in America, the oil and gas industry and coal, whatever. It's all cleaned now, and that's a big deal. But Nathan made a very interesting point, and I'd like to carry it a little bit further, because let's say that miracle, and everybody now has an electric car, okay? And everybody goes to the pump and they charge their battery. What happens to the municipality who is collecting gas tax? What happened to the state? What happened to the education, to the school districts? What happened to the local churches where donations were made, or the local whatevers where people were taken care of, or local programs that came out of the, quote, gas money? If they never really fixed it to stop having tolls on the road, so what did they do with all that money? And once they don't have it anymore, what are they going to do about it? Oh, they're going to raise the price. And the will regulate it further, and they'll make the tax
clear. Yes.
And they'll make it harder to get.
We got two generations that hasn't been taught science, and today I heard a doctor talking about COVID-19 and the foods that we need to gather, you know, for in case we're going to get isolated again. And one of the things he said is don't store regular milk, just regular milk. He goes, you want to use soy milk, hemp milk, and coconut milk. And I contacted his office and told him beans, hemp, and coconuts don't have babies, so they don't produce milk. They produce either juice or more or oil. That is what our science has given us in the last two generations. I'm going to hang up and keep listening. You guys got a good show going.
Well, thank you, Nathan. Thank you for chiming in.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, join back in, you know, call back in if you want to add something else later. Karen, I think you started to add on to what Nathan was saying.
Yeah, that was what I thought was, how do they now generate all of this money that they're going to lose once they put fossil fuel out of business? Well, the real answer to that is it's never going to be out of business, and that's not their goal. Their goal is to bankrupt it, to bankrupt the little gas companies, the little platforms, the little rigs, the individual, the guy that says, I'm putting all my money together and I know if I go out in such and such, I'll be able to get oil and we'll do great. And he would have, except the government comes in, regulates him to death and puts him out of business. Why are they doing that? Simple. Energy is the one sector that they still really don't own. They can regulate, they can tell the energy companies you need a mask to be able to pump gas. I mean, that's how stupid that was. But they can force the gas companies on a wokeness thing, but they still don't own them. We, the people, own a lot of them through our investments. And a lot of them are privately held. They're held by American families. Not everybody is Mobile. Not everybody is Marathon. You know, some are just localized in particular areas, and now you have a government that wants to put them out of business, primarily so that they can take them over, because gas and oil is very lucrative. Remember Maurice Strong wrote, was a great writer in the Agenda 21, a great contributor. He gave the committee a lot of money. Where did Maurice make all of his money? Maurice made all of his money in oil. Why did he regulate oil to death? Because it wasn't applicable to him. His oil companies were overseas in Canada. So he helped Americans get regulated out of business, made billions of dollars destroying America, and then turned around and helped write Agenda 21 to demonize the fossil fuel industry so that his company would get richer. The only good thing about Maurice Strong is that he is dead.
It's really so disgusting. Greed and power. Greed and power, the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you look and you see it time and time again. And this, I mean, just think about it. You know, we haven't really even talked about everything to do with the oil. We haven't talked about what bobblehead Biden has been doing, what he did to begin with. I mean, the insanity. And then this crazy lady, and everybody ought to be contacting that Secretary of Energy as well. I can't remember. I can see her face, but I can't even think of her name. But, laughing when you say, well, what are you going to do about the gas, the fuel supply? And she's out there laughing. And
I
we're in a transitional phase.
If I was near her, I wanted to just smack her or say something like, lady, what is wrong with you?
I wish I could be there with that chocolate cream pie and in the face to her. I mean, it's
just... Oh, yes.
I might put a few walnuts or something in there, too, because she's a nutcase. But, it's insane. Insane, what she was saying.
This is what they are teaching our kids. This is environmental science. Kids don't get science anymore. They either get sustainable science or environmental science. So they have a big choice And when they come out of school and they are real scientists, quote, real scientists, they then take grants from the government who says, we want these three things over here to equal six. Figure it out. And that's what the scientists do. So because
that's
they are getting
they're
money,
told
they
what
will
to come up with. They're
come
saying,
up with
this
all
is the result we're looking for.
Magic.
Come out there and get it. What's that?
Yep. They said they will come out there with all kinds of magic, and they'll entice you with one hand while they're screwing you with the other, and in the end you will be a bobblehead that says, yes, 2 + 2 = 6, yay!
Well, we have somebody trying to be funny in the chat room, bringing it on, boy, is out there saying, Fauci is science. Yeah, right. What kind of science is he?
He's fake science. Real fake science. RFS, that's Fauci. RFS, real fake science.
He is
a mass murderer, is what he really is.
Yes.
And what he did to the animals was even just as disgusting. Taking puppies and sticking their heads in a cage and then having flesh-eating whatevers or parasites, giving these dogs parasites, and then watching how the disease progresses. What kind of a sick thing is that?
And then cutting out their vocal cords so they don't make any noise. They're so sick. And
yes.
I don't hear any of the animal groups out there saying anything about it. They all say
I don't either. Where is PETA?
That's
how you know these people are liars, and the only thing they care about is money. So stop giving them your money. If you give money to PETA, put it in your pocket, go to your local animal shelter and give it to them instead. And make
exactly.
sure they're not connected to any big organization where the CEO gets $400 gazillion and the poor animals get another season of being in the ice and snow. How many times have we seen that commercial? How many years has that been on?
Oh, my. It's so sick. It's absolutely sick. And I'm telling you, we have got to push back on all this insanity. It's all insane. That's all there is to it. And it's all for a specific purpose. You know, I talk a lot about Washington's farewell address. I'm telling you, if you haven't read it, and I haven't read it lately, go back and read it. And Washington is standing there saying, I told you so. I warned you about this. Why did you do this? You let them do this to you. And all this other stuff. And, you know, Nathan was on was just on a few minutes ago. Nathan's a truck driver. Well, if anybody's going to understand anything to do with fossil fuels, what's going to happen when you have to recharge that truck out there to deliver anything?
Oh, it's so horrible.
And seriously, when it comes to these charging
hours,
stations,
imagine what a truck is.
Well, exactly. What does he do? What does a truck driver do out there? Or what's going to happen? The same with the school buses. You just think about all these other things that are all linked to this insanity, and all the only thing they focus on is the automobile. Why do they focus the personal automobile? Why do they focus on that? Because they want to control people. Otherwise, you go out there and look at the bigger issues here. Can you imagine the school buses? And I want to know now myself, because I don't have an electric car and I don't plan to have one. These charging stations. Who is taxpayers paying for? for these charging stations? Because I keep hearing that, and I think I even heard DeSantis say something about the budget included so many charging stations or something like that. I can't remember exactly. But what is, are we being forced to pay for these charging stations? And then how does that all go when you sit there to rate? You know, again, it's not the same as going to a independently owned gas stop or whatever whatever kind of thing versus you go to these others. I don't understand how the electric charging, how they set those up, how they bill people for it, what are the taxes assessed to all that insanity, all that stuff. I mean, are you familiar with any of that?
I know a lot of them will be privately held, and they will be part of a gas station, a truck stop, a rest stop like that. I thought that DeSantis was talking about things that were a rest stop. And if it's in the rest stop, then, yes, our tax money will pay for that.
Yeah. So, once again, government taking over, which I think is kind of interesting now. You know, DeSantis has done a lot of great things, so I'm definitely not complaining about DeSantis. But, you know, when you think of these other things that are going on, where, once again, government is taking over, this is, it's interesting that people don't really understand the fascism stuff, because with this administration especially, the fascism is taking over everything. It's just unbelievable how they're trying to have the public-private partnerships, which we've talked about for years, warning people public-private partnerships are fascism. It's the collusion of government and the private sector, and the government ends up controlling and pulling the strings on what the private sector is no longer private, is supposed to be doing kind of thing. So it's just the insanity of it all. And look, you see this fascist takeover. And I see this is another piece of it. This is just one more piece of it happening right here. It's insane.
Yeah, I agree. This is, we are in the midst of a fascist coup. And the only thing that we can say about it and can do about it is to expose it. And what they are attempting to do, if you listen to them, every single thing that they're saying is backwards. It's a lie. So when you listen to them, you have to be smarter than them and think the opposite. And then go back, and if you're going to do anything about it, then I would send like a letter to the editor and post on my social media, the other day so-and-so said that. It is not true. Or blah, blah, blah is not true as said by. Put what is not true first. But if we don't expose them for who they are, then the unsuspecting people, that the 500,000, I can't believe I'm saying that, 500,000 people watch CNN. That's really a shame to see a great station like that become what it is. Political football. Anyway, lost my train of thought. Oh, the 500,000 people that watch them will still think it's wrong unless we have a way of getting to them. And I would go on their website, on their Facebook page, on their Twitter, whatever. And by the way, get off those platforms and use Getter or something different. A lot of people are using Getter and they're very happy with it. But it doesn't matter. There are alternatives. Get off of Twitter and get off of Facebook. All they are doing is stealing your information, every keystroke you make. Not good. But anyhow, if we would hold them accountable, and there are ways to do that. Make a cute video, so-and-so said that, when it really should be this. Do it.
Yeah,
it
I mean, I wish I could do a video on the electric car thing. I want to do the video of what's going to, you know, we're packing up the kids to go on the road trip, and we're with the electric car, and how many batteries in there, and, we can talk about what happens if there's a car accident and the batteries get hit and all the other, the additional health risk to it. But when you got to go stop at that rest area or wherever else they pump a recharging station, and the kids all want to go places, but you're sitting there parked out there. I mean, I think it would be a very comical and enlightening video to do this. I wish I could afford to do something like
that,
because I would put it out there.
I think.
And but we got to push it. It's up to us to push this to these representatives. We got to push the issue out there, push it to the local media, and enforce it. I mean, they're not going to do this to us because they're going to listen to all this insanity. And it's like, tell us the truth about the environmental impact and the quality of life. You know, of course, anybody who knows me knows I've been into the transportation thing for quite a bit. It's a favorite topic, if you will, transportation. And, you know, how many times I've heard them say the toll roads and the expressways and, of course, mass transit. Mass transit is because we spend way too much time on the roads. We waste our time stuck in traffic, blah, blah, blah. How come they're not talking about the time it takes charges and how much longer your commute takes when you have to do this? Or, I mean, it's one thing if you can drive across town for one to go to the grocery store and get back. Maybe you can do that without having to charge it at, like you would have to at your home or whatever. But they don't talk about all that time wasted there, which it all goes again to the motivation of why they they're doing this. What is the real goal? The real goal is control. We have one other comment. Let's see. How much does it cost to charge an electric car? By Kelly Blue Book, and there's a website out there in the chat room. That's interesting. I'll go out there and see what they claim it takes to do that. I don't know if John has anything else he wants to chime in, but we can actually crazy bill, too. What's that, John?
Yes, I would like to add something.
Okay.
Have any of you heard about the new documentary that Michael Moore has made? And the title of it is Planet of the Humans. Have any of you heard
of
that?
No.
I haven't.
Okay. This is going to surprise you. It's free on YouTube. You can watch it. It's about an hour and 40 minutes free on YouTube. The whole thing is back on. It was off for a while. And in this documentary, Planet of the Humans, it explains what a complete fraud that green energy will replace fossil fuel energy is. Now, you'd expect Michael Moore to be on the other side.
Absolutely.
Pro-government.
He was
years ago when he was younger. And by being involved in it when he was younger and going to all these different functions that they dreamed up to try to sell to the public how green energy would one day replace fossil fuel energy, he learned the truth. And the truth is, it's impossible.
Well, and kind of to go back to
what telling
in
his documentary.
Let me ask you something real quick. Hold on just a second there, John. But to go back to what Nathan said, fossil fuels are natural. I mean, it is green in that sense. And, of course, the natural gas that they create is cleaner, stuff like that. But fossil fuels are green. I mean, they're natural. It's not something, you know, it all comes from nature.
That is absolutely true. But they brand it with an evil brand because it burns in the atmosphere and produces carbon. And to them, there is nothing worse than putting more carbon in the atmosphere. That
now,
is
why
what,
would they say that?
That is what leftists find impossible to accept that you put more carbon in the atmosphere, because carbon is the bad guy and it's destroying our world. If you buy into what they're selling. And here we have one of their own, which is Michael Moore, telling everybody what a fraud green energy is. And if you find that interesting, you can see the whole movie for free on YouTube. Look up Planet of the Humans, and he'll tell you the whole fraudulent lie. And I wanted to get that out so that, because it's right up this, that's right on this subject. Which
exactly.
To me, this whole show is about, the show we're having right here, is about the lie that they can replace fossil fuel energy with green energy, and it's a fraud. And the reason it is because there's not enough money to do it. California put that lie out big time to its citizens. They're producing one of these huge wind turbines. The cost is astronomical for one of those. And it wears out in 20 years, just like a solar panel. And you have to, make it again. And there's where the lie is.
When it comes to the wind,
there's not enough money to do it.
Go ahead. What was that?
There is not enough money to keep making wind turbines and solar panels.
But look what this president has done, stopping all the oil production naturally here, going into the reserves, begging across. I mean, what is the insanity to allow this to happen?
It's
and look at all
insanity.
The people who
you
are going along
understand.
With
it. Don't make the mistake of thinking this is insanity.
It's not. It's planned.
They want to destroy America, and this is how they're going to do it.
Yep.
Exactly.
They're not insane.
And, but are enough
they're doing
people waking
exactly
up to
what
it really
they want
is.
To do. This is their objective. Don't ever think they're stupid or insane. They hate America, especially Biden.
And, you know, but the point to me is, you know, Biden, he couldn't do all this crap alone. I mean, some of the stuff, of course, they're undoing some of the Mexico stuff when it comes to immigration. But the thing is, what about all these other people, these so-called representatives and senators? Why, I mean, how we have been taken over by a communist regime is just unbelievable. And in the overall scheme of things,
well, it's very simple.
Now, I hear
how
a few Republicans say stuff here and there, but I don't see an outrage at large about this insanity.
We had them rocking back on their heels with Trump, and they just did the simplest thing. Because it was the easiest thing, they merely stole an election. That's how they're back in power. They couldn't get back there by winning votes. Anybody that thinks they didn't steal it is stupid.
Absolutely. They know it's stolen. Some will be actually dumb enough to not believe that it was stolen. Others know it was all part of a plan and support the crazy plan. Karen, what are you thinking?
I agree. This is exactly planned. This is exactly, they know exactly what they're doing. It is their goal to take over the energy. Every socialist country, the government owns energy. BP was British Petroleum. It was owned by the monarchy. Russians own their petroleum system. And in America, it's private. Well, I shouldn't say private. It's public. But it's not owned by the government. The government has tried to regulate it out of business because they want to own and control it. That's what these people are after. And it's even worse to think that they are going after the one element in our atmosphere that we need to produce food. Isn't that amazing? They want us dead. They're using our land for solar farms. And then they're telling us that the one thing that we need to produce food is bad for us, so we should shut it off. We are killing ourselves. We don't even need their help. We can do a good job all by ourselves.
Well, that's the truth. It really is so sad. And we got to, again, let's see, we got a couple, let me finish on the comments out here on the chat room. Also, there was no one, there is no one, as some claim, that is operating 100% green energy, which is what Microsoft has claimed, of course, you know, Microsoft. And let's see, what was the other? More found out that biomass energy, burning wood chips, et cetera, emits more dirty carbon than fossil fuels. And, yeah, it's time we put the truth out there. You cannot trust the truth from the politicians, and you cannot trust the truth from the media. And, you know, a while back when all this COVID stuff started, we really I don't know who coined the phrase, but I really liked it. The media is the virus. Well, now they're saying the media is the enemy, and talking much and more about how much the media has played a role in all this and how they took over the media. Hmm. And I just remember it so well. Years ago, when they kept allowing these crazy mergers for NBC to take over channels and the Clear Channel and all these mergers where the message was controlled. And you would try to explain to people, and they'd say, oh, no, that would never happen. How many times have you heard people say, you know, oh, this is America. That could never happen. A communist takeover, that could never happen. Well, here we are. Here we are. And how many of these people are still with their head in the clouds or wherever they got it? How many of them are the true enemies, the enemies amongst us?
The enemies amongst us, I think, are only about 20%. They are trying to make it appear as though they are a lot bigger, but they are in the minority. The fact that they could only win the election by stealing it and that they absolutely refuse to even hear about theft, except an interesting story. A judge just overturned an election in Florida for, I guess it's the equivalent of a commissioner, and the long-term Democrat just lost. But the interesting thing was that the judge overturned the election 9 months after the election. Think about that. So we do have hope. We do have hope, and that's what we need. And there is no reason why McConnell has to assist Schumer in allowing these morons to become in key positions in our country. They're idiots. Well, they're not idiots. They're well-trained communists. They're Marxists. They're not even, I don't even know if they're Biden's people. I really think that Obama and Jared and Susan Rice are running the show. Obviously, they're other people, but that's what I think. I think that they're running the show because Obama
connected with
terrorism.
Obama is communist.
Well, yes, true.
They are. Yep, they're all communists, and they're Muslims, so isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
You know, and just in the past, I mean, many times we've talked about the Muslims and freedom of religion, and many people will say, Islam is not truly a religion, it's an ideology, so there's actually that distinction. But the thing is, can you be a Muslim and be an American at the same time? And in a legal sense, you can. But if you truly follow the Quran and Allah and all this other stuff, how do you possibly believe in the Constitution? It doesn't seem like the two go hand in hand. Excuse me, how can you be an atheist and a Christian at the same time?
How can you say an oath?
I can't believe two totally different ideologies.
How can you say an oath? How can you say an oath and swear to uphold the Constitution and the United States of America? How can you say that? You can't. You have to be lying. But that's okay,
exactly.
Because Islam and communism both believe that the ends justify the means, so you can lie. Lying is unimportant. Facts don't mean anything. Facts are unimportant.
I would like to add a little something more. Are we near the end?
We still got about 20 minutes. A little over 20 minutes.
This will fit in really good. I don't know if you recall last year when it got so hot on the West Coast and all up and down the West Coast, it got in the hundreds. The California government was lying to its people, telling them that they were going to turn off the power plants and run on solar panels and wind turbines. Well, that plan failed miserably because the first thing that started happening was blackouts and brownouts. And then they weren't producing anywhere near enough electricity to serve all the demand. And they were starting to get dangerous. The people were starting to get really angry. So here's what they did. All of the power plants, the coal-fired power plants that California turned off, they had secretly converted to natural gas. In other words, they were still fossil fuel. They still ran on fossil fuel, but it was much cleaner. And they fired up their coal-fired plants, which were now natural gas plants. And that's how they got through the hottest summer they had in God knows how long, all up and down the West Coast. They had to turn on those plants, and they realize that they're going to have to keep those natural gas plants going. There is no way they can even approach providing electricity to their population without them. And their dream of going green is a complete and utter lie. And now they have another real crisis out there on top of power, water. Their water has run out all up and down the West Coast. But most, especially the state of California, they have been fighting. This is how evil the plan has been in California. They knew that they could replace all the water that they were buying from seven different states to supply their population by simply
creating the water from the ocean.
Yeah, desalination.
Desalinated water. And they have been fighting that through lawsuits forever. The evil forces in California have stopped the construction of desalination plants, which would solve all their water problems. Why? Because they want to get rid of their population. The only thing and it's true that all their sources of water that they were using are drying up, including the biggest one of all that 7 states were using, the Colorado River. And
don't forget, John, don't forget the other part about this is they wouldn't manage the forest either. They created a timber box out there. They've done everything they have done, and you know, California. I've only been to California one time, so I can't say a whole lot. But I was up in the Monterey area, and California was a beautiful state, and they have destroyed it. And at the same time, they're the ones that build these mega cities like L.A. They hate the population, but they do this. And at one point, California was very substantial when it came to produce, which it probably still is, because that's why they always needed all the illegals to come in, so they claimed, and that kind of stuff. So it's such a sad story. And it's like, if you want to talk about what's happening to this country at large, is California really what you want the United States of America to look like? Because that's what happens when you have these out-of-control nutcases doing all these various things, which don't all for control. It's just, again, we have to realize that. I do believe that some people genuinely do some of these things out of their belief that they're trying to protect the environment, protect the forest. Well, wait a minute. You cannot. There is a natural process to using some of it. No, you don't go and mow it all down and tear it all down and don't replant anything, whatever. But you can't let it grow overgrown, which, of course, Trump tried to tell them that a while back, too. And with these dry spells that they have, and don't expect to have all these fires. Look, it's all self-inflicted. I mean, when you think of what California looks like today, what it should look like versus what it does, all self-inflicted by a bunch of egomaniacs. And I do believe some people truly believe they're trying to save the planet, but somehow they have the blinders on to understand the natural cycle, natural law. There is such a thing as natural law and what happens naturally in the environment. But they go in, and this is where it kind of goes back to the things Washington talked about associations and factions and, of course, political parties. These groups get out there, they get this power going. They go out there and start dictating what's going on here and there and everything else, and they destroy things. They take over and truly manipulate the process and destroy it. I got to add this comment. This is from the chat again. California cut power during some fires and high wind areas. They never switched to alternative energy. They just cut it off. And this is from a person who lives in Southern California. So they probably cut it off, but then they went and put it back on, without the alternative, kind of like what you were saying, because they couldn't do it. Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
I want to add another component to this.
Hold on, John.
Just to also
Karen?
Look at the money. What happened to California? California, Oregon, Washington, huge logging states, right? Environmentalists shut down logging. As soon as they shut down logging, the forests got overgrown and started to burn.
Oregon also.
However, Americans still wanted to buy wood. So where would they get their wood from? Ding, 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 ding. Canada, China, Mexico, and South America. And guess who's invested in those companies? Ding, 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 ding. The hedge funds, Wall Street, Main Street, and, of course, our legislators. So their goal is even more sinister than we think. They shut down the entire San Joaquin Valley 10 years ago for a Delta smelt, which was a 2-inch fish that was not indigenous to that area. And all of the farmers and all of that farmland became the new Dust Bowl of California. And then what happened? Guess what's there now? If I said solar farms, would you be surprised? Now think about this one. Americans have to get a vaccine. They're going to mandate a vaccine. We have to get a vaccine. Well, okay, let's say I believe that what the guy said before, that within 2 years, the people with diseases will die because the protein that's in the vaccines will start breaking down their immune system, and whatever disease they originally had, they will be able to say, this disease is now, you know, it has come back. They'll be no longer in remission. Anything that's there will be enhanced. Well, now what happens? Well, the workforce diminishes. Oh, let's see, we need new people. So let's leave the borders open and let's not give these people vaccines because we don't want them to die. We want them to work. And now we are getting our new crop of workers.
Yeah.
And this is what they have set up for their new, quote, new America. And what got them, of course, with Trump was that he didn't believe any of this. He believed in American sovereignty, and he believed in the people. And he said this was wrong. Well, those are questions that we now have to start vetting our candidates. Because if they are here to be another rhino, to go along, to get along, the good news is a lot of them are retiring. The bad news is a new shoe will be put in its place if we don't pay attention. So we'll think we'll be getting somebody really great. I mean, I would love to fill our House of Representatives with 424 Marjorie Taylor Greens. That would be fabulous. But that's not going to happen. So we have to make sure that who we put there is very, very well vetted, that you follow what they have done, what they have said. Look at their actions. Don't look at what they say, because what they say is irrelevant. It's what do they do. We have to be smarter now, because this is the last road to freedom. There isn't going to be another one.
It really is, and this goes back to Reagan and the one generation, you know, freedom is always one generation away. I see Nathan has called back in here. Let me go ahead and give
Let me just finish one few
minutes.
Go, Nathan,
sure.
Goes, don't mind. I equate this to we are driving down a superhighway, and our destination is destination freedom. And we can take a road, we have to take a road that's coming up, and it will get us right there, and it is a superhighway. And that was the 2020 election. But we missed that road. So we have one more chance, because there's another road. And it's an old country road, and it's very bumpy, and it's filled with a lot of potholes, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and the car could be crashed. And you could have all kinds of horrible things happening, but in the end, you'll get to freedom. That's where we are now. And if we don't take that road, we are going on the other road, which is called over the cliff.
Absolutely. We're going to make the U-turn and get back on the country road. Okay,
yeah.
Nathan.
Yes. Hey, listen, I'm going to be sending both of you guys a person information that maybe y'all can have some interviews with her. She can get people that had COVID or has taken the shots. She can give you everything you need to get this stuff out of your system. I'll send that to you guys after the show. But you mentioned something earlier, Karen, that got into my soul. You said, what happened to America? And I can tell you what happened to America. I just learned I got a joke, and I can't tell it because nobody knows the Christmas story and the three wise men, and they ask me questions. It's like, wait a minute, I'm amazed at how many people in their 40s and mid-40s and below missed Christmas in America. But here's the joke. You know in the Christmas story about the three wise men? Originally there was four wise men, but the fourth wise man got rejected because he was bearing the gift of fruitcake. That's funny. But I can't tell it because nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's like you got to explain to them about Jesus coming and the three wise men, and it's like, never mind. I'll just have to find some old people to tell it to. I'm gonna keep listening, but I'm gonna send you something, and you look into her, and I think you'll be a good interview.
Okay, thank you, Nathan.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes.
Hey, John, we can give you a couple more minutes, and we're gonna be wrapping up.
Yeah, good. This is gonna be a momentous summer on the West Coast. Because California has already stated they are not allowing any water to be brought in to relieve the lack of water in L.A. or anywhere else. They are going to try to do it with conservation alone. And that will not work. And wait till millions of people turn on their water and nothing comes out of that tap. Wait till that happens. And it's going to happen this year because there's no states for California to buy their water from anymore. They're all out too.
I thought that they came to an agreement with, Nevada and Arizona about the Colorado River, that they were going to, share and conserve? What a bunch of idiots.
What are you going to do when there's no water coming from the California River?
Go to Davin Newsom's house.
Colorado River has gone into drought. We're the first generation to see it. We're the first generation to see the Colorado River go into drought. Before we saw it, nobody knew it ever happened. And now we know. It is subject to periodic drought. And that takes the entire seven western states with it. There goes your power in Vegas.
Yep.
There goes your water.
Yep. That's going to be very quite
fun.
Interesting.
Oh, it's going to be. They can get out of this.
Of course they can.
Here's
they can,
the
they
thing.
Can get out of everything. That's the whole problem.
Those states can get out of their water crisis by simply running desalination plant pipelines from the ocean. It's less than 100 miles.
No.
To run a pipeline to the Gulf of California and save Vegas. I never saw such stupidity in my life.
Exactly. And Karen, what were you saying?
That's my final thought.
No, that's
okay. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate the call.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
And that's the
Karen.
Sad part of everything. It's very easy to get out of. Well, not it of course requires work, but it's not rocket science to get out of the problem that we're in right now, which would solve 95% of our problem, and that's called pumping America's oil. There's two things we have to do. We have to start going back to being energy independent, which Biden will never do, and we have to create an alternative funding and retail mechanisms so that people will stop using these idiot companies that we are paying to kill us. We need to boycott. Did you see what BLM said? They want to make it a black Christmas. Nobody should go to a white-owned store. That's disgusting. I don't think of, I'm not going to go in that store because
racist.
A black person owns
it. Oh, they're not being racist.
No, never.
No, I don't see any racism there.
Yep. I don't know. Absolutely, you're so right.
Okay.
So
well,
I think it's time that we start boycotting, and that has been my call all along. Stop using their stuff. Stop buying crap from China. It takes me a lot longer to go to the supermarket now because I have to read the labels and see where everything is coming from. And every time I go and look at a shirt or something and it says made in China, I say, I don't need another Chinese piece of garbage to put in my closet. So, Sally, I think I will now go in the garden and in the farm, in the orchard in my business suit as I run out of farm clothes. Think they'll appreciate it?
Well, and that's, you know, it's very difficult to totally do without China because we have the people, we've allowed them to run our country into the ground by allowing them to keep pushing this crap happening over and over again and all the intellectual property and all the other stuff. I mean, we've propped up China. It's like, how many people here think, okay, China, we want you to take over. You know what communism is. You're doing a good job of it. We're going to help you out, and we're going to give everything to you so you can take over our country. And it really is like what it's like. It's just insane.
That's exactly
what
Bush tried to do.
Yep. So many of these young people who think, you know, they're so hooked on their cell phones and technology, of course, they don't realize how much it's controlled by China again or it created and whatever else. But they don't realize when all this hits the fan, oh, you're not going to be able to make a phone call after 10 p.m. Oh, was that and what they're trying to do with the currency? We won't even get into the banking tonight, obviously. But what they're trying to do
is
to control where you spend money.
Fossil fuel.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What phone are they going to use if they get rid of fossil fuel?
Well, that too.
Phones are made from fossil fuel.
Yeah, the fossil fuel and the lithium batteries.
And the lithium batteries. So after they outlaw all of this, what phones are they going to use? And maybe
they're not.
Start taking away. Maybe they would understand that. The next one of our little darlings that goes into a tirade about global warming and how evil fossil fuel is, ask them to give you their cell phone and turn off the monitor and take away all of the things that have been created by fossil fuel and then tell them to enjoy their life. Maybe that'll make an impact.
No, there won't be much enjoyment.
Good.
It's going to be different.
And maybe they will understand.
So, Karen, go ahead and give your
your
key tip.
It's going to be too late to
hold
do anything
John.
About
John,
it.
John, we're running out of time. Don't make me mute you, John. But, John, you brought a lot of good info, so thank you for calling in. Now, Karen, what's the words of wisdom for the 2022 election? What everybody has, some of those key questions to ask everybody. You can do the solar power and, of course, all the other stuff, and then I'll wrap up for tonight.
I would say that there is one key question, and that is vetting, one key thing to do, and that is vetting our candidates, and then asking them point blank, do you believe America is headed towards authoritarianism? And if their answer is no, say next, because they have no idea what's going on. You can't have somebody in office that does not know what's going on. And if they can't give you a yes answer, if you can't ask them, is America worth saving and what are you going to do about it? Are you going to allow these, do you believe America is headed towards socialism? Say the words. We have to name our enemy. If we can't name our enemy, who are we fighting? And on the weekends, you can listen to the Prism of America's Education And this weekend we're going to have Miss Sally on. And that is on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Just go AmericaOutLoud.com at 12 o'clock Eastern and 9 p.m. Eastern. And thank you so much, Sally. It was wonderful, as always, to talk to you.
Well, thank you for joining the call, Karen. And this, people really going to think about solar farms and these lithium batteries. We got to push the issue out there, because what they're doing is destroying us, and all under the guise of saving the environment and all this other stuff, which is bogus. So we have to tell them, just like we've had to tell them with COVID, we're not as stupid as you think. We actually do have brains that God gave us, and we're going to use them. We've done our homework. We've done our research. And what you said is a bunch of BS, and we're throwing it back at you. Cut the crap and do your job. We have got to do that. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to be hearing me talk a lot more about both of these things through the first of the year, through this election. We are going to make this an issue for this election. We have got to make it an issue, because these things are all part of the plan to destroy. You got to stop, shut down the COVID virus. The media is the virus, and the communist COVID virus, whatever you want to call it. We've got to put our foot down. Enough already, you people. Enough. And with that being said, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It's been a great discussion. Please share the information. Please contact your elected senators and representatives and tell them what to do with solar and with lithium batteries, because they're not helping us and they're BSing us. And with that being said, please be good to each other. Get involved. Pay attention. Stand up for what you believe in. It really is up to us. We can make a difference if we all come together, boycott the garbage, boycott China as much as you possibly can, demand that we take care of our people here, forget these pharmaceuticals from China, et cetera, et cetera. We have got to change this plan, and we can save America. We can save it. One nation under God. We want to be free, and we're going to let them know that. Make America great again. Make America great, whatever you want to call it. It's time to be to restore our freedom and our liberty. So please have a very good night, and tune in again next week. Thank you, and God bless America.